rather useful tip for anyone contemplating a career as a British Rail carriage cleaner. Make up your mind before you go for the job whether you would like to be a bishop. Now, it may seem strange, but your views on the subject will play a part in deciding whether or not you get the job, as Nicola Wilson of Hove found out when she tried last month. Nicola refused to be drawn on her episcopal ambitions and didn't get the job. And as British Rail have found out to their cost, she's very angry about it. Gavin Scott reports.
Nicola Wilson was out of work when she heard that British Rail wanted people prepared to clean their carriages. She gained the impression that as long as her references were okay, the job would be hers. But when she arrived, she was a little surprised to find there was a 78-item questionnaire to be filled out first.
In fact, I was absolutely staggered. Absolutely staggered.
What sort of questions were you confronted with?
Well, would I be embarrassed if I had to strip off in a nudist colony? And the perfect answers, apparently, that they wanted me to say was either A, yes, B, doubtful, C, no. That was one that I just couldn't answer because I think it's absolutely stupid. Nothing at all to do with carriage cleaning. Also, another one that really, as far as I was concerned, topped the lot. Would you like to be A, a bishop, B, doubtful, C, a colonel? Yes, exactly. That's just how I felt about the whole thing.
Which did you choose?
Well, for a fact, I'd left it blank. Yes, I just left it blank. Gave them the contempt for bureaucracy that they deserved. For a start, I didn't want to be a bishop or a colonel, and I certainly wasn't doubtful about the fact. I wanted a job as a carriage cleaner.
When I spoke to British Rail this morning, they explained to me, in hurt terms, that they needed to find out whether cleaners were going to stay with them for more than a couple of weeks, that they had been vetting people this way for the last 18 months without any complaints, and that anyway, it wasn't their idea in the first place. A firm of private consultants called Universal McCann had recommended psychologist Dr. Albert Hall, and he had thought it up. So I asked Dr. Hall why he had to find out if carriage cleaners really had aspirations to become members of the bishopric.
I didn't want to know that alone. I wanted to know, amongst other things, a state of mind, a set of attitudes. And that question, grouped with other questions, produce a stereotype, if you like, which tells us whether a man or woman may be more or less introverted, for example.
If a person had said that they wanted to become a bishop, what would that have told you?
Something different. Indeed, if the person had answered a different set, consistent set of questions, and this had told us that the person who apparently enjoys being a carriage cleaner is more or less extrovert in this case, then indeed, when the research is finished, we will produce a test which tries to isolate those people who will prefer to be carriage cleaners.
So, if they'd had military ambitions to become a colonel?
It has nothing to do with actually becoming a colonel, it's a state of mind. An attitude of mind.
But what's the state of mind that becoming a colonel indicates?
Some people would say it, but perhaps, some people would say that perhaps it means the man is slightly more aggressive.
And maybe. Would that have been a good thing for a carriage cleaner?
I have no idea yet. We're still experimenting.
Now, what's the significance of the nudism question? Why did Miss Wilson have to tell British Rail whether or not she would be embarrassed at taking her clothes off in a nudist colony?
I don't want to avoid the issue, but I must come back to what I said before, that essentially we're asking sets of questions. And it's consistent patterns of answers we're looking for.
But presumably there was a point to that specific answer.
There's a point to that answer, amongst others, yes.
And what is the point?
If I reveal that, perhaps to you, and you want to become a carriage cleaner, you know what to say, won't you?
But can you tell me at least whether nudists make better carriage cleaners or not?
We don't know yet. If they do, it'd be more exciting, wouldn't it?
I must just ask you, in the interests of truth and posterity, you weren't pulling British Rail's leg when you were made up this questionnaire?
No, indeed not.
Sounds like a lot of baloney to me. That report was by Gavin Scott.